talk to me a little bit about your experience so far on the USBC for yourself tour. Some of the things that you've seen that have really stuck out in your mind.
Well, I'd say the most recent thing was we took a trip to through the Port of Balboa, and that was just really amazing to see the scale of the operation and how well choreographed and well put together the place. It seemed very seamlessly ran and very clean, very neat. It's just a major hub for transportation.
When you think about your operation and the soybeans and canola and the things that you grow on your farm and where it goes in the market, how do you take this experience in? What do you take from it, knowing that you're contributing to some of those things in those containers?
Well, I think it just gives you a broader understanding of that when you see things like nationally and locally on the news, especially dealing with the transportation industry, you know, it's easy to get closed mind and narrow vision. You know, when you load something on a truck at your house and then it just goes to the elevator, you think it's over. But when you can go on this trip and you can see, you know, how far it has to go and the size and the scale of things, you know, and then you see events that happen on the news, it gives you a better understanding of why, you know, things cost what they do to get them to locations. You know, why any small hiccup in the supply chain really affects the entire supply chain.
Don, as you look at the operation today, they handle roughly 3.5 million containers a year. And with a significant portion of those being agricultural related, and we see the operation in the canal, how important is that to your industry and to your agriculture industry and ultimately on your farm?
Well, I mean, it's just 100% vital. I mean, otherwise, without it, I mean, I think what was it that we learned on the trip that, you know, the transportation cost would almost double without the canal. And so, I mean, it not only values the, you know, the world system altogether, but it does. It comes all the way back to me at the farm, because otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be able to be as competitive with other world markets. I mean, it's very vital.
Talk to me about the trip itself. Why is it important for you and other young farmers like yourself to get engaged and get involved and participate in the See for Yourself tour?
Well, I mean, not just so much the See for Yourself tour, but I mean, now as I'm participating in this trip, as far as young people go, I mean, we're it. I mean, we're what's coming along. And, you know, the average age of the American farmer gets older and older every year. And, I mean, without younger people, you know, getting not only to participate in this program and see something other than, you know, what's right in their community, you know, we can bring back home and share with our community, with the state, and with nationally even through programs, you know, how everything is interconnected and how it works and how it's beneficial to everybody.
We're pretty early on in the trip. We still got a couple of days to go. What's one thing that you want to take back and you want to share about your involvement in the trip and what you saw and what your checkoff dollars are doing?
I want to take back, and I want to be able to tell people how vital that not just beans, but how vital every agricultural product is. And you know, people think, you know, that a lot of people that don't farm, you know, they think, you know, they look at a kernel of corn or a single bean, they think, well, that's just it. That's it. That's all it does. Well, that's not. There's just so many more uses for that product on down the line. And to be able to go back and say, look, you know, a bushel of beans not only can produce this, but it can feed this many people, and just on down the line to how it affects people all over the world.